This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, I want to hit the next segment.
A
really important subject I'll get to in a moment, but first, I like Joe Rogan, you know. I didn't like the fact that he was caving into the censorship, so I got mad at him. I went after him, but he did the right thing, and we had a come-to-Jesus moment, and that's good. And you know, if you count up all the videos that he's done, I'm the biggest podcast he ever did. Just the one version on YouTube has 15 million views. It was the biggest thing he ever did on the site for iTunes. And they even suppressed it and wouldn't let people share it, but it was still number one there. And you had all the derivatives of that on his own site. It's at about 60 million views. And that means that his second biggest podcast is Elon Musk at about 40 million. So, see, people want the truth. They want wide open, no governor, tell it like it is. But he had Bernie Sanders on, unlistenable. But because of the hype of it, it happened a couple days ago, it's gotten 4 million views. Well, I had like 4 million views when I was on his show. Then it was, you know, then they put a governor on it and 15 million on YouTube. But it just shows how, you know, and I'm glad Joe had him on. That's great. Bernie Sanders offering all this free stuff and telling everybody. But Joe brought up minimum wage. Sanders brought up minimum wage. Sanders wasn't giving his own employees minimum wage this year until they bitched. And when he did give minimum wage, he had to let some go and cut their hours, which is free market happening. So I kind of wish Joe would have brought that up, but here it is. Very exciting video, as you can see.
Let's go with the minimum wage thing. Now, the argument that I've heard about the minimum wage being raised to $15 an hour is that there are entry-level positions for high school kids, for people that are just getting their feet wet in the marketplace. They're learning how to work. They're making some money after school. That if you charge, or if businesses have to pay $15 an hour to people like that, to entry-level people, that they won't be able to stay open.
Well, first of all, they will be competing against, you know, if you're a business and I'm a business and both of us have to raise our wages at the same level, we both have the same burden, so it's right. Spread across. That is what my conservative colleagues will tell you. The truth is, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, that while it certainly is true that young people do work at McDonald's and the minimum wage jobs, a significant and majority.
I swindled the university. It closed.
Often, and I've met them at McDonald's.
I have $3 million homes.
Workers.
$190,000 car.
Themselves. When we worked very hard to raise
my
the minimum
first
wage.
My paycheck was at 40.
And at Disney, we put pressure on both of those companies, and they did the right thing. And when you talk to the people at Amazon who got that raise, these are not kids. These are people in their 30s.
These are not kids.
These are ordinary adults who cannot make it on 12 or 13 bucks an hour. So I think the argument...
I can't listen anymore of it. Just shut it down. Again, this is a guy who wasn't paying his own crew members $15 an hour. He's paying them 13. And then once he did, he had to let a bunch go. It's all lies, folks. The big corporations don't even pay taxes. They're the ones pushing all this crap. Here's Joe talking about the podcast, my second podcast. Because, I forgot to tell you, I am Joe's first and third biggest podcast ever. The second biggest is Elon Musk. But imagine, being number one means you're banned. Here it is.
It becomes like a game of like shooting ducks. Mm-hmm. People get excited about it. They like taking people out, whether it makes sense or not. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of that going on, where people are calling for people to be deplatformed just because they disagree with them. Mm-hmm. And so far, these big tech companies have resisted some of it, mm-hmm. but not enough of it for my taste.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, my boy Alex Jones, they got him out of here. I think, you know, if I was Alex, my ego would be so huge after getting deplatformed.
Well, when we did a podcast together after he was deplatformed, it was one of the biggest podcasts of all time.
Yeah.
What did he get, like 16 million YouTube videos or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's your highest views? One, yeah.
Meanwhile, YouTube did not demonetize that one. We let them know in advance, just heads up, Alex Jones is coming on.
Yeah.
And then they just took that money.
A little bit bigger than that, Joe. They don't want to piss you off. They've done a psychological profile on you. They know if they push you, you'll stand up and be a leader you are. That's why I messed with you, was to get you to be that leader. Now Trump is clear to fire. The Death Star is in orbit, and he's getting ready to sign those executive orders.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
To this Monday, and then we broke the story over the weekend at InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com linked to it. That's why it went viral. Got covered everywhere. Because I was worried about India and Kashmir, which is now blowing up. But the Democratic Socialists of America had an event. The story's, again, up on InfoWars.com. Headline, watch Democratic Socialists destroy themselves. I mean, they infight so bad, they can't even communicate. So now, 5 days after we put it out, I'm going to finally get to it because Paul Watson did a report. But you have to understand, these are literally people assaulting reality, assaulting normal behavior, and trying to claim control over all language and what you can say and do. That's a cult. Quentin Tarantino, who's put out some good movies. I think he's put out a bunch of crap movies lately. I went and saw True Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is an alternate reality, kind of like a David Lynch film, and it's very well done. And for the period piece and going back to 1969, which I agree with him, that was the end of the Golden Age, not the 50s, gave me a lot more respect for Quentin Tarantino. They're calling him racist and sexist for making it like the period really was. It's like the BBC is creating period pieces where the Romans are half black. There were a handful of Roman citizens that were black. It's not against black people. It's like you made a movie about ancient Africa where Shaka Zulu is not going to be white. Yoda's green. 007's a man. Make it 008 or something and be a hot chick. But it's all about overriding everything and history, and it's insane. I love to go see a movie with black people in it. If it's a good movie. But I mean, a James Bond movie where 007's a woman just to do it as a gimmick, it's all just done as a gimmick. And Hollywood got ordered, just like Gamergate a decade ago. Every hero's a woman, men aren't heroes. Kind of like Married with Children, where every father's an idiot. There's an agenda here. It's not about empowering women. It's about making women delusional, like they're Navy SEALs. They think they're invincible. The Navy SEALs aren't invincible. It's a lot of Navy SEALs killed because they teach them you're invincible. If you don't buy into that, you're not in the club. Hitler taught the SS they were invincible. You're not. Not bashing Navy SEALs. It's just well known. So this is the type of mental illness that's being pushed. And, of course, just like Ghostbusters being all women and it failed because the women they got weren't even good. They're like, oh, we'll get a bunch of women. It'll be popular because it's women. Well, if you'd have got four awesome casts, like you did in Ghostbusters, of women, yeah, it'd be good. The actresses you got sucked on top of it. So there's also this crutch like, well, if it's politically correct, it won't matter if it's quality. Everyone will watch it because it's politically correct. Because you're just worried about making it politically correct and rewriting reality instead of making it good. But that's mental illness, folks. That's what they're trying to project and control people. So here's Paul Joseph Watson's report on the sabotage of civilization. Because you think these people are a joke? They're raising your kids. They're going to teach your kids college you pay all the money for. This is the crutches, the brainwashing, the sabotage of civilization that the globalists and the Chi-Coms are funding. This is weaponization, and this is what it turns people into. Here it is.
Bear in mind as you watch this that it isn't a comedy sketch. This is real life.
Is this real life?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Democratic Socialists of America Convention.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism. Thank you so much.
Quick point of privilege. Point of personal privilege. Yes. First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know it's, we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, because communist revolutions are notoriously peaceful and quiet. And what's this weird thing they're doing with their hands?
And to win socialism.
It's called jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
First used in early 2015 at a feminist NUS conference in the UK. It's a replacement for clapping, because clapping causes anxiety.
It is also triggering to my anxiety.
Yeah, these people are literally afraid of this. But they're totally going to lead a revolution to overthrow the entire global capitalist system.
Triggering to my anxiety. Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I've already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload. And that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, so be comradely doesn't isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil.
Comrade, folks.
It's so that people aren't going to get...
That means I'm a commie.
And so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump...
A bunch of bullies.
He said Trump!
Triggering to my anxiety... Sensory overload.
So please don't clap, shoot up these. We have a lot of disabled comrades, and a lot of those are invisible disabilities.
You mean like the disability of being unable to handle everyday noises without having a nervous breakdown?
Yeah.
That's not a disability.
Don't really talk to anybody. Don't talk to cops. Don't talk to MAGA.
Don't talk to anyone with testosterone levels higher than an amoeba. You might have a panic attack.
Triggering to my anxiety.
Take a deep breath.
Trump.
We have quiet rooms that are available. There's a range of options of these, right? Please don't go in that space with anything that's like an aggressive scent.
You mean like the stench of the 90 million victims of communism?
An aggressive scent.
Point of privilege, I'm a Tourette's victim with BO and an irrational fear of jazz hands. Bigots.
We are safe and we are strong.
Until someone forgets to state their pronouns or whispers too loudly, then you go cry in the quiet room.
Triggering to my anxiety.
Jesus Christ, for someone who suffers from sensory overload, you sure do shout a lot.
Triggering to my anxiety.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay.
You know who it is? It's ma'am. 6'4", 290 pounds. Please do not use ma'am.
Oh my God, look, it's not. It can't
it's
be.
It's Frankenstein.
Is it?
It is ma'am.
And if you're wondering what triggered him.
Please do not use gendered language.
The sensory overload dude used the word. Guys.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Please do not use gendered language.
It is ma'am.
Guys! Take a deep breath.
It's an insane asylum.
Personal privilege. How in the holy f*** do you even get through a normal day?
It's an open-air insane asylum.
Leave your house, operate in society, and get back without emotionally liquefying. How are you going to even host a convention when you spend the entire first day getting triggered by each other's words and mannerisms?
Triggering to my anxiety?
I've seen less neurotic people at a Bipolar Incels Anonymous meetup.
What up, DSA?
Sensory overload.
Oh, we're almost there. But thank you.
Triggering to my anxiety.
There must be something in the water.
Joy.
Oh, yeah, I love how Linda sort of serves there.
What a bunch of low energy weirdos.
I know vegans find it hard to muster up energy, but I've seen more enthusiasm at a Joe Biden retirement home visit. But Biden better buck up his ideas, because these people are taking over the Democratic Party. These are the people Democrats increasingly have to pander to. 2020 really is gonna be an absolute show.
Triggering to my anxiety.
All right, that's the Paul Joseph Watson Report, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Brackett is going to be taking over and covering it all on the other side. But what a crazy day. Trump is set to take action against big tech. That is very, very exciting. And we've given you a lot of the inside baseball on what's on the table, what they're trying to get the president to do, but what we think is going to be coming out of this. But regardless, China underestimated America and Trump. Big tech underestimated all of you, and beautiful things are happening. Please don't forget, your financial support makes it all possible. I want to thank you for that. Mega sale is going to end soon. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side. We are the leaders. We are changing the world thanks to everything we're doing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, you've got me for the rest of the hour, and this is kind of going to be a starting with a history lesson, then talking about current events, and then I'm going to push it into the future, get out my crystal ball and shine it up. You know, the reason that I wrote my first novel shortly after 9/11 was I could see these trends already in play, and I wanted to get enough of a reputation for predicting things way in advance that when this fourth turning or whatever you want to call it, when this current situation began to unfold, I'd have some credibility. And I suppose that to a certain extent, you can say that it worked. I'm on InfoWars. I'm on the Alex Jones Show, and I've got an audience. And that's why I wrote the books, so that people could read these novels and then say, you know, 10, 15 years ago, well, that could never happen. You could never have, you know, corrupt federal law enforcement officers running false flag operations. Yeah, you could. It was called Fast and Furious, and it was intended to result in hundreds of dead Mexicans to be blamed on the Second Amendment. And going back to that period, with that, if you remember at that time, the Attorney General was Lynch, the Secretary of State was Hillary Clinton, and President Obama, they were constantly talking about 80% of the guns found in Mexican crime scenes at murder scenes came from America, or even 90%. This was all part of a plan to discredit the Second Amendment. Why am I going back to old history, fast and furious? The Second Amendment to the left is the holy grail of conservatism. It's the bulwark. It's the barrier that they have to smash before they can ever take full power in this country. As long as Americans are armed, they are in a checkmate situation where they can't sweep the board, clear the board, and force their socialist utopia down our throat. And the leftists will use every method possible, because the goal is to enforce socialism. First, destroy the Second Amendment. How do you do that? Well, a lot of it is psychological preparation. You know, you have movie after movie, plus with the video games, everything else, lowering the bar for people who are mentally labile to just go out and take a gun and do something for kicks. If you remember the movie Natural Born Killers, very sick film. It's almost as if they were saying, look, the left is saying, look, before we can get rid of the Second Amendment, we have to just totally turn guns from a good, wholesome thing into just an evil scourge of society. And to do that, we're going to need not only widespread rampant crime in our inner cities, which, of course, we see with you know, practically mass murders every weekend in Chicago. Nobody cares. It doesn't get the press. It doesn't suit the narrative. But what they really want is to trigger right wing and left wing into committing massacres with guns. This is all to turn Americans against guns in general. Even here in conservative Florida, there's a referendum. They're passing around the petitions now. They want to get an assault weapons ban on the ballot for 2020 that will, among other things, force people who currently own so-called assault weapons. These are, you know, semi-automatic rifles. People who currently own them to register them. Now, the more naive on the left think that this, at a first level of thinking, they think, well, you know, people will register them, then we'll know who has them. But at a second or third level of thinking, they know that conservatives won't register them. This will turn tens of thousands of Floridians, if this law passes, into felons who will be at the mercy, for example, of an ex-girlfriend calling the red flag hotline and saying, I know my boyfriend's got an AR-15. I'm wondering if he registered it. This is a way to just set society against itself, you know, tearing into itself. Will you trust that your ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or other family member, liberal family member that doesn't like your politics, won't drop a dime on you to the red flag law after this kind of law passes? You know, the red flag laws, in general, they sound good. It's going to be an easier sell. You know, President Trump, he seems to be going for it. It'll be an easier sell than another assault weapons ban. But we can see from history what happens with this kind of well-intentioned law. 20, 25 years ago, they passed asset forfeiture laws to go after the narco traffickers, you know, the Colombian, the big importers that were buying entire buildings in Miami. They said, we'll have to just attack their assets. Don't worry. It's just for these big kingpins. And that went completely widespread to the point where people just driving in a car get pulled over. They find cash that you can't account for. They just take the cash, or they take your vehicle even. So we can see with the asset forfeiture laws how this is going to go. Once the red flag laws are in place and you have a liberal town or a liberal county, the people on the red flag panels are going to be people who hate the Second Amendment and hate guns. Do you think they're ever going to deny a red flag request? Everybody that comes to them and says so-and-so is dangerous and has guns, it's going to be a rubber stamp. It reminds me of the FISA court. We were told, oh, this will only be used in exceptional circumstances. We need it to protect ourselves from foreign terrorists and spies. And these judges, they'll be very professional. Well, it turned into a total rubber stamp. The FISA court approved something like 99% of all of the warrants to completely spy on Americans. 99% automatic rubber stamp. In fact, Peter Strzok had a friend on the FISA court, so we can see an example of very likely corruption at the highest levels. So as these red flag laws work their way through the courts, you can just assume that they're not going to be put under any kind of a check, because the liberal social justice warrior judges who see their part of this entire plan to be the judicial rubber stamp on any leftist law or plan, they're going to approve every red flag, confiscation, raid. We've already seen them lead to deaths, you know, where the police roll up, somebody doesn't know what's going on, there's a shootout, and the homeowner is killed. That already has happened. So this is another method of turning Americans against Americans, leading to more violence, more calls for security crackdowns, and this is going to all be timed so that as we roll into 2020, Americans are going to look at conservatives as crazed gun nuts, and we have to get, you know, we have to vote in the Democrats. I'll continue this on the other side.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals.
And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil, which was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jones with Matt Bracken.
You know, just following the news over the last couple of years, I feel like a lot of what's been happening in my novels, it's like turning the pages. I'm not trying to brag, but I mean, I've been projecting this and predicting this for more than 15 years now, and when I see things like the Las Vegas massacre still very mysterious, the motives and, you know, the people behind it, that guy was an adult, a professional, had a pilot's license, an entrepreneur, yet somehow he found himself up in that building firing down on a packed crowd. Then we see things like Parkland, where the kid was obviously crazy and people had been calling the local police, the FBI. Nothing was ever done. He was searched every day when he went to school. He was considered so crazy, but nothing was ever done. It almost seems like a pattern where these emotionally disturbed individuals are being messaged by the media to try and go out and beat the score. I have to think that the Dayton, Ohio shooter, he had the it's an AM pistol, like an AR shorty pistol, you know, with a very short stock, so it qualifies as a pistol. He killed his sister and almost killed his best friend and killed his sister's boyfriend. He had the weapon in his car, and he had probably in a duffel bag. So he went to that with them to this bar, went into the bar, scouting it out, wearing a regular T-shirt, left the bar, went and retrieved the weapons. And I think that he had probably been planning something like this for a long time. But why did he do it when he did it? I think that the El Paso event triggered him into acting immediately. And I think that his goal, well, obviously he was trying to get inside the Ned Pepper's bar, where he could have had something even worse than the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting. He was, thank goodness, the police were so fast running towards the firing instead of away like all the civilians. The police put him down like the mad dog he was. But if he had gotten inside of Ned Pepper's, and he was close, he collapsed right there at the doorstep of the nightclub. If he had gotten into a killing pen like that, he might have killed 100 people or more. He had hundreds of rounds of ammo in those, and it looks like a Betamax double drum. He was out to set a record. You know, the El Paso, you could say a right-winger in terms of the motivation, anti-immigration. Certainly the El Paso shooter was in many ways no conservative. You know, he's for universal basic income and a lot of socialist schemes. But the Dayton shooter seems to have wanted to counter and one-up him. So you can see we're now into a very dangerous period where these emotional wrecks with weapons that they already possess, they've never been institutionalized, they don't have a criminal record, so they've got a clean background check, they're going to get the weapons. This is all filling in like part of a pattern, which is buttressing the liberal argument that firearms are just too dangerous. These high-capacity magazines, these so-called assault rifles, they're just too dangerous. And it's a constant sell in the mainstream media. Even in conservative media, it's difficult to make the argument against it. But you have to go back in history and look at the big picture of what's going on. You know, when these mass shooters do their terrible thing, they killed 10 or 20 or in Las Vegas dozens. But when socialists take power and disarm their people, always in the name of public safety, they never say we're going to disarm you so that we can wipe out our enemies. When socialists take power and disarm their people, they can then kill by the millions. This was done in Armenia under Ataturk, who is called a Turkish socialist. In Soviet Union, under Lenin and Stalin, communism, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. It was done in Germany, National Socialism. It was done in China, the People's Republic of China, communist country. That was done in Cambodia. But in every case, the people are disarmed first. Well, they can't just come out and say, look, we're going to do Fast and Furious, or we're going to trigger these insane people into mass murders because we want to disarm you so that we can force socialism on you. They just couch it purely in terms of public safety, and it's an easy way to sell it. But in every case of these genocides, first they have to disarm the population. Every time. It's without fail. And in fact, the Second Amendment, thank God for our founding fathers and their wisdom, the Second Amendment is the big bulwark against this what would be a genocide. And this is how it works. And you can go through history every case. Socialists take power. They have utopian schemes. I was just watching that clip in the last segment where Bernie Sanders is talking to Joe Rogan about the $15 minimum wage. How can Joe Rogan not laugh in his face and say, dude, 3 years ago you were saying Venezuela is showing the world the way to social justice and prosperity? How in the world can any sane individual listen to somebody who thinks that Venezuela is the path forward? You should be laughed off the stage anywhere you go. Everything you've done has failed. So let's assume that socialists, when they come into power, they've got these utopian economic schemes dreamed up in a faculty lounge. They're going to then wreck the economy. They'll wreck it. They'll say, okay, a $25 minimum wage, whatever it takes. And everybody has to have, the board of directors on down has to exactly reflect society. This many albino transsexual midgets, you have to have it or you can't get a business license. So the economy will be wrecked. And this is, you think, well, geez, why would the socialists do that? Are they just completely stupid every time? No. When they wreck the economy, phase two comes into play. They'll never go on television and say, you know what? My socialist schemes were doomed to failure from the start. They never say that. They say those conservative reactionary capitalists are sabotaging our perfect, wonderful five-year plan. We gave orders to the factory directors, and they're not obeying. We told them what to produce. We told them how to load the bread trucks and distribute it for free at the food center, and they're just refusing. So they use the wrecked economy as an excuse to target their class enemies, either class or racial or both enemies or religious. And then there's so much anger in the society because of, you know, food lines, food riots, that it's an easy sell that we've got to go take out our class enemies. So every genocide follows this pattern. Wreck an economy, blame a target group, whether it's the kulaks in Russia, the kulak class, meaning somebody that had two cows, or the Jews in Germany, the tenant landowners in China. In every case, they wreck the economy, use that as an excuse to target their enemies, and then wipe them out. Once their enemies are wiped out, like in Cuba, for example, there's no chance of a counter-revolution, because everybody that might have even thought about fomenting a counter-revolution against this communist socialist takeover, they're dead. They're in the ground. This is how it works. If you want to make a communist revolution possible, you have to disarm the people, then you wreck the economy, then you blame the wrecked economy on your class enemies, and then you wipe them out. And after that, it doesn't matter if the economy is wrecked, because as the communist overlords, you'll be in charge. Even in North Korea, starving North Korea, the bosses live like kings. And that's the point of it. It's all just a psyop and a scam to sell socialism, put the elites into permanent power. We'll be back after the break. And
message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, I've been writing and blogging about this for years now, and it certainly seems like we're coming to a climax here, because for sure, and I just call them communists. Let's be frank. The globalists are communists. You know, the hammer and sickle isn't a good sell right now, because people will bring up the, you know, 100 million plus murdered in the 20th century. But they've never quit. They just morph into another disguise. And today the disguise is globalism. So when you see anybody on television, whether they call themselves a Democrat politician or a non-governmental organization, charity person, if they are for open borders, they are a communist. Because they see America as the last holdout, the citadel against globalism being victorious. And Trump is really, to them, the worst, the antichrist against globalism is Trump. Because not only did he defeat Hillary, that he thought was, that the globalist communists thought were a shoo-in, not only did he defeat Hillary, but he's led to a nationalist resurgence in much of the rest of the world. You know, we know that this has happened in Italy with Salvini stopping the NGO human trafficking ships coming to Italy. We've seen it with Orban in Hungary. We've even seen it in India. Americans don't follow this too much, but the Kashmir situation is an Indian nationalist who is not taking the crap from the Islamists. And he's being very strong on Kashmir and saying, look, it's part of India. There's going to be no special rules. So we're seeing a pushback against the globalists and the Islamists across the world. And this is causing the globalist communists, the Democrats, to panic because they see 2020 as an absolute Waterloo watershed moment. They will do absolutely anything to win in 2020. They thought that they had it in the bag in 2016, that their level of fraud was going to be sufficient, and they still lost the Electoral College bigly. But they're not going to make that same mistake in 2020. If, for example, in Broward County, Florida, they had 60,000 fake votes stashed away in trunks, they missed by 15,000. You can bet that all of these counties will have 200,000 fake votes ready to go, plus the vote harvesting and everything else. So the left is going to absolutely see nothing that they won't do in terms of vote fraud, knowing that the judges, who are their comrades wearing a black robe, but they underneath they've got the hammer and sickle in their heart. The judges are absolute shills. They're just communists. The mainstream media, they're the propaganda arm of the globalist communists. You know, they would love to destroy conservative media, alternative media. That's what we're seeing with the, you know, with the deplatforming from social media and the algorithm bias and stacking at Google, you know, which is completely happy, as Alex says, completely happy to work with the Chinese regime, which slaughtered 100 million of its own people. Because to these globalists / communists, the ends justify the means. Chairman Mao said you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs, or maybe 100 million human eggs. But that's how it goes. Because to utopians, us deplorables, we're just an impediment to get out of the way. Unfortunately, from their perspective, us deplorables have this nasty habit of collecting and training with firearms. And that's like that's the bell on the cat. If we could only put the bell on the cat, but how can we put the bell on the cat? We can't. The cat will eat us, you know, Democrat rats. So it's how do we get rid of the assault rifles, the semi-automatics, which would include eventually pistols, you know, anything with a detachable magazine. That's their problem. How do we get rid of it? Well, we get rid of it by associating in the mass mind the slaughter of innocents with guns. In fact, Hollywood, and you can see it rolling right now, there's a film coming out in the fall called The Hunt, where elite billionaires, Gulfstream jet-flying billionaires, are going to kidnap deplorables, you know, country folk from Mississippi or Montana, and then use them for hunting. They say, oh, it's just a parody. It's sarcasm. It's a joke. Can you imagine them making a film where blacks were caught and released and hunted as a joke? This is all part of psychological battle space preparation. You can extend it back to natural-born killers and all the way through, where they're lowering the bar on the mentally labile to think this is a cool way to affirm my existence on this planet. I have no friends. I have no contacts. Everybody, you know, that comes in contact with me breaks off contact. Well, I'll force the world to pay attention. And my goal is to beat the score. How many did the Parkland shooter get? How many did the Orlando shooter get? When I go into Ned Pepper's with a double beta drum magazine and, you know, 500 rounds of ammo, I'm going to set the record. And the media stokes this. They do this intentionally. And the reason is to psychologically associate in the minds of Americans guns with evil criminal acts, not with guns as a safeguard against ultimate socialist takeover and genocide. You know, things are even changing in Switzerland, but until recently, every adult male in Switzerland does a short period of military service. And then, as a reservist, inactive reservist, for the rest of their life, They keep a fully automatic battle rifle and ammunition at home. No massacres. Well, something that people often say, you know, Switzerland, it's never been invaded. It's never been conquered since they've had this ethos of defending the country, of people having the weapons at home. But something that people don't consider is at the same time in Switzerland, there has never been a tyrant. There has never been a dictator, ever. You look across Europe, dictators come frequently, every century. From the French Revolution onward, you see dictators, Napoleon, Hitler, not in Switzerland, because the people are armed, and they recognize the small chance of somebody misusing firearms where a dozen or 20 might die is like a small insurance payment against being disarmed, which opens you up to socialist tyrants slaughtering by the millions. Now, this is my first book. Wrote it 2002-2003. It's free on Kindle today and tomorrow, just because I want people to read it, get the idea in your head. Not every massacre is necessarily what you might be led to believe. I have grave doubts about the manifesto written by the El Paso shooter. People that know him say there's no way he wrote that. He could have been a weaponized autist, you know, set out, lured, in essence, into committing this. One of the short stories that I wrote, it's called Professor Raoul X, and it's about an evil college professor who seeks these people out and mentors them and twists their minds and turns them into human weapons. I'm not saying that this has happened in any of these cases. Maybe it's just media, social media interaction that's doing it. But in this climate, I totally expect more of these shootings. It'll be part of a symphony that's orchestrated to change the climate in this country to where the housewives who are kind of neutral on guns turn hard against the guns. And if that means voting for Democrats, that's what they'll do. That's at least their plan. I hope that it doesn't work. But you know, even in Florida, we're going to see a law on the ballot banning assault weapons and at the very least forcing you to register them, you know, lest you become a felon. So we're in a very dangerous climate. You know, this massive doxing by the Representative Castro, this is going to lead to action-reaction. These mobs going to people's houses at night, somebody's going to throw a Molotov cocktail and somebody's going to light off an AR-15, and then somebody's going to target, say, Representative Castro's family, and it's going to be game on. And this is all leading to something called anarcho-tyranny. It's sort of like wrecking the economy so that you can blame an enemy. In this way, you wreck the society. Then you can use that as an excuse to turn it into a dictatorship, citing the security concerns. Anyway, get my book. You can get it from me signed or just get it on Kindle free today. And I'll see you next week.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.